Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends, and welcome to The Spread, presented by the Red Light Sports Network. I'm your host, J.A., the Managing Director and Co-Founder of Cover That Spread, and we will be joined shortly here by the Catracho, who is, I think, in transit on his way home right now. So, let's see, is this him? Catracho, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, you got to talk up.
Oh, man, I pulled up the wrong phone number. It's old Nelly. How is it going, my friend?
Hey, what's going on?
You know, just living the dream. It's Derby week. We got the big fight this weekend. I mean, it is a gambler's dream going on right now.
Well, you know, I think the fight is going to be a good one. I am really hoping that Pacquiao will knock him out within the first six rounds.
The first six rounds. Let's see here. So if we did that, let's say we went six rounds, you're going to take the under 11.5. You'd be getting a payout of plus 235. I would take that. That sounds like a good payout if you get lucky with it.
Yes, I think if it goes the distance, I think Mayweather is going to win the fight.
Okay.
It'll be a controversial decision, but I think he will win it.
Okay.
I'm going so with Pacquiao.
Who was that?
You can get that at plus 190 right now. So, I mean, if you want
plus
to take Manny at plus 190... parlay that with under 11.5 rounds. Let's see what that payout would be. Because that sounds like a hell of a payout right there. All right, so we are going to parlay under 11.5 rounds, Manny Pacquiao plus 190. So... let's just do a $2 bet. It's going to pay out $17.43. So what are we looking at there? Almost 9-1.
Wow.
I'm in. Let's make that.
Yeah.
Let's make that one.
Hey, what's the split on the fight right now between the two boxers?
Pacquiao
is 50-50.
Oh, for actual money that's been laid.
Yeah.
I would have to check. I know I saw some stats earlier that more people were betting Pacquiao, but more money was going down on Mayweather.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a couple days ago, so I don't know how much that's changed. But judging by the line, which has not moved a whole lot, I would guess that still quite a bit of money coming down on Floyd.
Wow. I don't know where I'm going to be, but I'm going to try to watch the fight.
Well, good for you being out west, because here it's going to be a little rough, you know, probably like a 12:30 start time. So if this thing ends up going 12 rounds, there's no way I am going to be awake for the end of that.
Come on, you got to sell Cinco de Mayo early.
FDJ! I'm going to FDJ. It's just going to be me sleeping and all my investments cashing in for me.
Yeah. You know what? You know what the most interesting man in the world said? If you're gonna do cinco, maybe you should start with two.
Well, there we have it. I think this show is done right there. All right, so we've got two games in the NBA this evening. We've got a couple of games in Major League Baseball. So we've talked about it. I think we only have one basketball play this evening, and that's going to be Memphis first half -3.5. I'd like them to bounce back here, coming home against Portland. You guys see any reason to be concerned with Memphis closing things out tonight?
Memphis. I think Memphis is going to take Portland. It should go. Memphis is going all the way, guys.
Memphis
I don't know about
that.
They'd have to play really well against Golden State to start entertaining that.
Who's playing Golden State?
If Memphis wins, don't they go and play in Golden State?
Yes, sir, they do.
Oh, boy. Who's, Houston and San Antonio, then.
That's right.
I think that would be a better series.
Yeah,
I think
two
San Antonio
teams
can
both
take
have
them.
A pretty good scoring ability.
Yeah. Yes, it is. All right, guys, I got to get back to work, so I will listen to the show and keep it going.
Sounds good, Nelly. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, no problem. You guys take care.
You too.
See ya.
Bye.
All right, so we were talking about tonight's game, first half line. You like in the -3.5? You like laying 3.5 with Memphis?
You know, I think Memphis is ready to come home and finish this series off. Kind of a fluke that they lost the last game, going up 7 heading into the fourth quarter, only to blow it in the fourth quarter. So I think Memphis is ready for this one. I think Nick Calathes and Beno Udrih, we can expect both of them to have decent games, just like they did last time, splitting the time at the point guard position, and I look for them to go ahead and close it out at home.
Yeah, I'm looking at more and more the more I'm thinking about it. -6 for the entire game. I don't know if I like that just because of the way that they collapsed in the fourth quarter, and you just don't know if they're going to kind of take it a little easy at the end of the game. So I'm thinking first half line is the better way to go. Over under is at 189.5, so I don't really like that just because both these teams have not performed well offensively when in Memphis. So I think we'll be passing there. Brooklyn, Atlanta -9. Atlanta's -9 at home. Over under is at 200. I've been watching this go up and down a little bit all day. It'll be at 200, it'll be up to 201, it'll be down to 200.5. I'm thinking that's just a good one to stay away from altogether. Plus, we just don't know what Atlanta team is going to show up here. You know, I'd like to think they're going to play well because they're coming back home, but it's not like they were blowing out Brooklyn early on in that series when they were in Atlanta. So you got a feeling one way or the other in this one?
Yeah, I would avoid this with all costs as well, because just like you said, I mean, Atlanta wasn't really blowing them out when everybody kind of expected them to. And then with Brooklyn, you know, coming up big those last two games, especially the last game in overtime. So I like to stay away from this one. I'm not getting involved at all.
So we've got two games 6 tomorrow night, Chicago, Milwaukee, Clippers at San Antonio. San Antonio and Chicago both have a chance to close out these series. The Bulls on the road, 3.5-point favorites. The Spurs at home, 5.5-point favorites. I think I like both of the favorites in this one. This may be one where I'm looking to do a money line parlay with these two, but you know, I don't even think that's going to be paying 1-to-1. So I'll probably pass on that. What I do like in those two games is the first half lines. Again, Bulls, you can get at -1.5. Spurs, you can get at -3. We saw the Clippers having a lot of trouble in San Antonio scoring, especially early on in games. So I'm thinking that that San Antonio and Chicago first half lines might be the way to cash in tomorrow. You got any insight on either of these games?
You know, I had taken that perfect series pick for the Bulls. Unfortunately, they let me down. I would like them to finish out the series in Milwaukee, but we'll see what happens. I like that first half play, just like you said, the -1.5. I think that's a great play. San Antonio, I bet a perfect series pick in 6. So I'm going all in on San Antonio and that spread in the game.
Now, this is a spot you would look to. I'm just thinking from a hedging purpose right now. You have San Antonio in 6 to win. So you already kind of are on San Antonio. It almost makes sense to do a bet on the Clippers money line +195. You can do a small bet and basically double your money, and that way you're just kind of protecting yourself in case San Antonio doesn't close it out here and you lose that prop bet. Just a thought. Just a thought. Now, don't have to act on it, but you know, that might not be a bad way to go. Just keep yourself protected, or if anyone else out there is not protected on a similar situation. So
always good to have protection.
Yeah, that always is a good thing. So on to Major League Baseball tonight. We've got 2 parlays that we're playing. Not really liking much on the card, so we kind of took 2 of the favorites, big favorites, and we decide to make a little action with them. We're going to take the Mariners in the first parlay -1.5 and the Cardinals -1.5. You're going to get a nice payout of +320 on this parlay. So we're doing 5 units on that one. It'll pay out roughly 15.5 units. So you can get on that one. Make sure you do. You've got the Mariners are in Texas, but they have Felix Hernandez going. And then the Cardinals are at home to Philadelphia. So feeling good about that one. And then in the second parlay, it's another 5-unit one. This one's only going to pay +123. We're going to take the Cardinals -200 at home against the Phillies. And we're taking the Dodgers -205 at home against the Giants. We're liking Greinke in that one. So 2 nice little parlays in baseball. Nothing crazy, but we will be back at it tomorrow with a little more of serious card, I guess you'd call it. So that is it for baseball. Now let's get on to the Derby. We talked a little bit about the boxing match. I don't know enough about boxing to really have a whole lot of insight on it, but I'm probably going to be taking whoever is getting a lot of wherever the plus money is, that's where my bets are going to be. So I like what Nelly said about going under 11.5 rounds. And then I'll probably take the underdog just to see if I can get those cashed in. Now, on to the Derby. We've got, let's see if we have updated odds. The thing I wanted to review for the Derby is not out yet, which I was a little upset about. If you guys check out predictforum.com, P-R-E-D-I-C-T-E, FORM.com. It is the horse racing site for the PredictionMachine.com, which is a big-time sports gambling prediction website. So these guys on here, they do a nice breakdown. They did it last year, and I profited on it. A nice little breakdown on the different horses in the 3 major races. And you can get packages and subscribe on here to other racing as well. But, you know, I think the big one is the 3 Triple Crown events. Most people get in on this. So it's not out till Friday. I'll tweet some stuff out about it, and I will tweet out the link to it once it is available. But, you know, they had an interesting Interesting line here that American Pharoah, this is the hype going on with the horse right now. Churchill Downs published a press release with a subheader, 35-year-old clocker, I'm sorry, 35-year clocker, says he might be the best he's ever seen. There was something about the quote that didn't seem right to me, so I decided to call Gary directly and get his personal take on American Pharoah and the rest of the Derby. But Gary Young was the clocker that they were quoting on saying that about American Pharoah. That kind of seems like they're trying to push some odds with a headline. And, you know, that's something that I tend not to follow. I think that's a good thing in the NFL. When you hear guys on ESPN starting to talk up a player, that's when it's time to sell on him. Because if ESPN's getting on it, usually it's too late to have the guy flying under the radar. So I'm thinking that it's probably a good one to stay away from. But, you know, we talked last week about having some ideas of who we were going to like this weekend. Have you had a chance to break down this race and start looking at some of these horses?
You know, I took a little bit of time and went over some of the horses today. I know that both American Pharoah and Dortmund have the same owner. I know Dortmund has kind of flown under the radar a little more than American Pharoah. Like you said, everyone seems to be pushing him on every side that I check as far as the odds were concerned. So I'm leaning kind of away from both of those picks, and I'm looking more towards Carpe Diem and Materiality as my two, I wouldn't necessarily say favorites, because American Pharoah did have the fastest time, but I'm looking at those two to possibly, you know, win place show. So I'm kind of going away from Pharoah to win, but that'd probably be a win place show bet as well.
I kind of like the Dortmund, whatever the pronunciation is. And one of my guys who's a horse racing guy, he knows the owner of Dortmund and or the trainer or something like that. So he was talking him up a little bit to me. You know, I like where the idea is there, because maybe you talk up American Pharoah, who's a little more of the high-praised horse, a little more of the better-known horse out of the two of them, and then maybe you drive down the odds on Dortmund, or you drive up the odds on Dortmund, and then you cash in bigger on him, you know? I don't know. I always think there's got to be an angle by somebody coming out and saying that, especially in the horse racing industry, because you know that people are really protective, really secretive about their plays, about where their money's going. You know, you got the guys who are essentially looking over their shoulder the entire time when they're at the window. So I tend not to trust any information that comes out like that. What is your opinion on who is the other big one that we have out there right now? I'm going to have to take a look now. Can't find them. So if you're doing, right now, if you're going to be doing a trifecta and you're going to box, who's your three horses going to be in that?
I'm probably going with Dortmund, Carpe Diem. Well, let's say I'd go with Dortmund, Materiality, and American Pharoah. I mean, those two are probably still, you know, possible to finish at the top three. I think Materiality is kind of, you know, on the outskirts. The same thing when I looked at Mubtaji, I believe is the pronunciation, who had some good races overseas in Dubai. So I think, you know, that one has a chance to kind of move up. But right now, I think last time I checked, the odds for American Pharoah were like 9-4. I think Carpe Diem and Materiality were closer to like 12 and 20-1 or something like that. So those wouldn't be too bad to put into a trifecta or a box?
You know, when I think about like a horse coming over from Dubai, I think of two things personally. One of them is all I can imagine is like a, what was that movie? Lawrence of Arabia. For some reason,
okay.
Like that is all that's playing over in my head right now, is because they've got a little horse racing thing at the very beginning of that. And then, you know, I also like the idea that a horse can come from overseas, probably not have nearly the hype because people have seen him before. He's just going to get like maybe a little bit of overhype because the horse is foreign. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's sitting right there, 100 points so far. One of the leaders pulled a decent post spot at 6. So I'm not sure exactly where it's been running its best from, but, you know, at 6, you're not really up against the rail. So you definitely have a little bit of wiggle room, but you still have to get out to a nice and good, nice clean start to make sure you don't get pushed over on the first turn there. You know, when you start to look at the post, Dortmund actually pulled it off pretty well at number 8. And I know a lot of people like inside, as long as you've got that fast start, you can break out in front of everybody. I like that 8. I like that 7-10, 7-12 spot because you're right in the middle, so you're not forced one way or another. You can kind of let the first early part of the race come to you. See what the best way to go is. Maybe you do go a little bit to the outside to make sure that you don't get boxed in. So, you know, all these horses right here, you've got Dortmund. You've also got International Star at 12. So you've got two of the stronger horses, in my opinion, in the Derby that have really good starting points. What would you prefer if you're looking just at the postings? What do you like, inside or outside?
You know, I don't like, you know, the first 3. I think those ones are pretty bad. Anything between like 4-7, I think, is good. If you're starting on the outside, it's kind of, unless you're fast in the first quarter, it's kind of hard to get around that turn, that first turn. But like you said, I mean, you can kind of wait and see how things break down before you kick it into high gear on the back. But I like them kind of in the middle. I think that's best because you can kind of see what's going on each side and kind of wait to pace yourself for a big run to either finish or even a big run to start.
So we've got American Pharoah at 18, and then we have Carpe Diem at 2. So you're talking opposite ends right there, and that could, you know, be a big swing one way or the other if either of those horses gets either blocked in or blocked out early on in the race. You know, that could it's definitely something to keep in mind when you are starting to put your bets down on this one. So we've got, and just so you guys know, right now my 3 that I'll be boxing, International Star, Dortmund, and I think I'm going to go with American Pharoah. I like the spot out at 18. I have a bad feeling with Carpe Diem that it's not going to end well being right there at number 2. So, I knocked down Carpe Diem a little bit. Not to say I'm not going to bet that one individually. I just think for the purpose of the trifecta, I think I'm going to leave him off just because of where his post spot is. Now, any of the long shots that have caught your eye here, just as complete speculation bet to throw something down on a long shot on Derby Day?
You know, when I'm looking for long shots, I tend not to look at record as much as I just look at the name. Say, you know, who would name their horse, something just crazy and go for it, like Ocho, Ocho, Ocho. I mean, that reminds me of Chad Johnson, so I might throw some money on that.
But just something interesting like that, just to keep it interesting for myself and those, you know, that are with me. We might just throw some money down on something like that. Another one that's interesting is that firing line as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. But, you know, for long shots, I think Ocho, Ocho, Ocho would be an interesting one.
Yeah, I liked Ocho, Ocho, Ocho until I saw it hold the first spot. And I like, I was wondering if Ocho, Ocho, Ocho is a area code, you know, like 888.
Oh,
well, I
yeah.
guess, yeah, that would be, what am I talking
that
about?
That would be that'd a toll
800 number, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all right, I talked myself out of that one.
Oh, yeah. That's right on there, right on. So are you going to be at Tampa Downs on Saturday?
Yeah, I think I will be making my way over to Tampa Bay Downs. It's the last day of live racing on the season. So I like going there. I haven't been there this season at all. Just have gotten a little too busy on the weekend, so I haven't been able to make it out. But, I'm thinking making it over there late afternoon, having a couple beers, and, just enjoying the races. Try to catch at least two or three of the live ones and make a little bit of money there, and then hopefully double down on the Derby then as well. And, hopefully we can make some nice cash on the day.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think I'll be heading out to Arlington Park here in Arlington Heights. Get out there, have a good time, grab a couple mint juleps, possibly compete in a hat contest. So we'll see what happens.
So with that, do you look at the Derby as more recreational fun, or is this something that every year you really you're kind of going all out and trying to actually really expand your bankroll with it? Or do you just like so, or are you just there for the excitement?
You know, this year I'm kind of there more for the excitement, some recreation. I think as the year goes on, especially with the season opening at Arlington Park this weekend, I think I'll be looking to expand my bankroll, probably heading out to the track a few times and doing a little more study so I can prepare for the other two parts of the Triple Crown and get ready for next year as well.
So I found some odds here. This is the early release after they got the posting done. We've got American Pharoah 5-2, Dortmund 3-1, and Carpe Diem 8-1. Those are your only three horses that pay less than double digits. And then let's see who else we got in the top of the pack. Your Ocho, Ocho, Ocho is coming in at 50-1, so that's a nice payout. A couple bucks on that one. We've also got Firing Line at 12-1, International Star 20-1, Upstart 15-1, Frosted 15-1. So that's the International Star at 20-1. So we've got a nice little group of horses between 20 and 30-1 and less that I think you could make some nice profits on, especially if you start to get the right combination into your trifecta. So could be a real nice payout day. Dortmund and American Pharoah both right there neck and neck. It'll be interesting to see how that one moves between now and post time. All right, well, that is it for me today. It's kind of a light show with the light night in MLB and NBA. So any last-minute tips for the fans before fight night and the Derby?
You know, have a good weekend. There's a lot of sports going on. We got the NFL draft as well coming up this weekend. So,
man, I did that again.
That's a good one. So, yeah, a lot of good sporting events going on, you know, with the NBA playoffs in full swing, MLB. We got, you know, still soccer finishing up over across the pond. So I'll be tweeting out some picks for that as well. Unfortunately, you know, we did a three-game parlay last week and hit two out of the three. But we'll be looking to do a few more individual games this week instead. So looking to expand the bankroll on those.
I think that's going to be your new nickname, two out of three, because I think we had three parlays last week that all hit two out of three and just could not catch a break with that third game.
Two out of three. When I did four games, I hit three out of four. So I'm minus one on everything.
Yeah, well, you know, it's some days, some weeks are just like that. So got to take the good with the bad.
That's right.
All right, guys. Well, thank you, Catracho. Thank you, Old Nelly, for joining us today, talking a little bit of boxing. So if you guys have any questions, if you guys have any comments about our show, or if you guys want to get in on some free plays daily, send me an email to spread@coverthatspread.com, and I will get you guys on our mailing list. So for the Red Light Sports Network and Cover That Spread, he's Catracho. I am J.A. Good luck this weekend, and may the spread be forever in your favor.